Taryn, what kind of feedback did he get from last year's famous, and some people would say infamous, skit about Tim Tebow?
Yeah, I think it was mostly positive. We really did our best to highlight and lampoon the controversy over the person. Not that it's controversy, but there was so much attention towards Tim Tebow and their winning streak that was always by just a field goal in the fourth quarter, and people chalking that up to some religious intervention, and that was what we wanted to lampoon over. I wish. We'd be doing better if I was, friend. So I think it was positive. I know it's a sensitive subject, right, whenever you deal with religion, but for the most part, people seem to like it.
How does an idea like that come together? Do you go to somebody and say, hey, I think this would work?
Or? Yeah. I wrote that with a writer, Brian Tucker, at Pitch. He pitched an idea about Tim Tebow because it was such a phenomenon, and all of us, there's a ton of fantasy football players at SNL. So yeah, we knew that it was something topical, but of course, for a bunch of comedy writers, not everyone knew how timely the sports topic was. You know, people are more, especially the SNL's more focused on politics. But yeah, we got our 10-to-1 slot, last sketch of the night, and it ended up getting a ton of attention from that episode. We actually won an Emmy for that episode because Jimmy Fallon was hosting, and he won the Emmy this year.
What about for the coming season? Are we going to see some more Jets over the next few weeks?
We got to see some more Tebow action, I think. He's got to get on the field more. Seth did Bill Simmons' podcast, and he said, we need to see a Tebow touchdown, I think, before it becomes topical again. So we got our fingers crossed for that.
Hopefully that happens pretty soon.
Hopefully that happens, like, next quarter.
You guys are probably going to be following this election pretty closely,
right? Exactly right, yeah. So we just finished our two Thursday primetime specials, just in time for the debates to happen after them. But the first debate is Wednesday, October 3rd, and then we'll be back on the 6th with Daniel Craig and have something to say about it.
Being in the New York area, yeah, you follow this team. You seem to know a lot about football.
I do. I fell in love with the Jets during Hard Knocks, when they were on Hard Knocks.
You like the personalities, obviously.
Exactly.
So Rex Ryan, your guy?
Yeah, I like Rex Ryan. Yeah. And Andy Samberg was just in That's My Boy with Rex Ryan's feature film debut, I think. Yeah. But he did a good job.
And the Jets got 12 games left after today, so hopefully they can make some noise down the stretch, and you'll be writing some ideas about them.
Exactly right, and I'll keep my fingers crossed.